WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, Governor Murphy and his wife are getting ready to roll up their sleeves and receive a shot in the arm each. They are at the Atlantic City Convention Center for their first dose of the COVID vaccine. It's not clear which vaccine they are receiving, though, Moderna or Pfizer. A pop-up COVID vaccination clinic on Thursday was a welcome sight for students, teachers, and local residents near the Rowan University campus in Glassboro. 2,000 injections of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine were administered to those lucky enough to score an online appointment over the weekend. One school official says the doses were an unexpected surprise and hopes there are more to come. Once children and adolescents with certain disabilities or disorders become adults, many of the services afforded to them in their first 18 to 21 years of life suddenly dry up. The issue is especially crucial for young adults on the autism spectrum, according to Dr. Christopher Menente of the Rutgers Center for Adult Autism Services.
Outcomes for adults with autism in terms of general quality of life throughout the lifespan are poorer compared to any other category of people with disabilities.
To combat that, Rutgers, New Brunswick has opened a 10,000 square foot community center specifically to assist adults with autism, from those who are largely independent to those who need intensive support, giving them a real world place to develop their social skills instead of teaching those in a classroom. After another 8 students at Glen Rock High School tested positive for COVID, school officials are considering keeping the school closed next week. Since returning from spring break, 24 students have had a positive test, and the school moved to all remote this week. Kids were expected back Monday for a hybrid schedule, and now that could all change. Baseball returns to Trenton. The Buffalo Bisons will call Trenton home to at least the start of their season in May, as their own stadium gets taken over by the Toronto Blue Jays. The move was forced by a continued closure of the U.S.-Canadian border because of COVID. The Blue Jays played their 2020 season at the Bison's home park and will return there once renovations are complete. The move also means the Trenton Thunder and their MLB draft league affiliation will be displaced. First pitch for the Bison's is May 4th. The National Quiz Bowl, described as the intercollegiate Super Bowl of the mind, takes place tomorrow, and Rutgers is one of the teams in the finals. Rutgers senior Emmett Laurie says the kinds of questions asked usually touch on important events and people.
The Battle of Yorktown is more likely to come up than a minor skirmish in the Revolutionary War. Like, you're unlikely to have a tournament with no mention of Shakespeare, for instance, just because of how important he is.
Because of the pandemic, this year's Quiz Bowl, which is kind of like Jeopardy, will be held on Zoom. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. A return to cooler, unsettled weather. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your smartphone, open the NJ1015 app. Click on Win Cash and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's cash code is BIRD. B-I-R-D. BIRD.
Your next chance to win cash happens in 60 minutes at 3 p.m. with the $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
Or now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
All right, we have crashes along the turnpike and also 295, kind of parallel from each other. Northbound turnpike between exit 5 and 6. You've got the right lane blocked, a crash being worked on. And also 295 north in Burlington is another crash. Heads up for some possible slowdowns as you work your way north up towards the Florence vicinity, actually. And that accident's on the shoulder of the roadway. Meanwhile, the traffic along the Garden State Parkway and 287 overall rolling along pretty well. You've got some delays on Route 9 coming in through the Lakewood area and also in Lacey Township on 9 north of Beach Boulevard into Lacey Road. You've got some construction that'll certainly slow down the trip. Across the Delaware, the Ben Franklin Bridge and the Commodore Barry Bridge, some road work leaving New Jersey, and the Hudson River crossings, they're okay. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 2:18. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 135 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 2:05.
Wherever the road takes you in New Jersey, take us along. Stay safe with fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 2:08 now. New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
We're looking at about three rounds of wet and even stormy weather this weekend. Tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, and Sunday evening. Temperatures will kind of end up all over the place here based on the strength of the onshore breeze and the amount of sunshine, but let me give you a rough outline of what to expect here. We'll keep a shower chance alive tonight, and temperatures only fall about 10 degrees. We'll end up in the upper 40s by tomorrow morning. Also tomorrow morning, fog and drizzle, but the rest of your Saturday is looking dry with lots of clouds. Highs tomorrow in the lower 60s. Sunday gets tricky. A batch of rain in the morning, then breaks the sun, and temperatures could really cook here. Highs around 60 degrees to the northwest and along the Jersey Shore, but 70s for inland central and south Jersey Sunday. Watch for a round of scattered strong thunderstorms late day Sunday. We're going to cool down on Monday. Highs back down to the 50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, Summit 53 degrees, Willingboro 55, Homedale 54. New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus. Find out how to make an appointment. And for a list of vaccination sites in your area, it's only at nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey 101.5.